Ukrainian officials say one person died and over a dozen people wounded, including two children, when a Russian drone hit a residential area in the port city of Odessa. Odessa administration footage captures the aftermath of the strike, with high-rise buildings in two residential complexes, private houses, the warehouses of a private company, and dozens of private cars severely damaged. One drone fell on the district of Avangard, where a large-scale fire broke out in a housing complex. EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell arrived in Kyiv on Saturday to discuss European support for Ukraine, Russia's mounting an intensified aerial campaign that Ukrainian officials say they need more Western help to counter. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I've tried every miracle cream out there, and most of them end up in my bathroom graveyard. You know, that shelf of broken promises. But KPS Essentials actually works and keeps working. My skin feels smoother, hydrated, and alive again. Not fake, just healthy. Whatever this Dermanu technology is, my skin's clearly into it. It's like skincare with a PhD. They're clean, small batch, and trusted by doctors and five-star spas, and now by me. Go to kpsessentials.com and take the skin quiz. It'll match your skin to exactly what it needs. Because healthy, happy skin shouldn't be a miracle.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.